should our listener Cynthia shut her potential date down before she actually goes on it with a male friend of hers? It's 99.7 DJX.
We said no, you should go.
Yeah.
And then just see.
Split the check even.
If the vibes start getting flirty, that's when you maybe shut it down.
Yeah, you shut it down, that's for sure. We have an update.
Hey guys, thanks for replying to me. I honestly didn't think you'd actually talk about my situation.
Okay. Well, we did.
So I just had to write back after hearing it on your show and getting everyone's advice because, wow, things took a turn, LOL.
Oh.
So I decided to go to dinner despite my very mixed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Took the suggestion a lot of people mentioned, told him I'd meet him there and pay for myself.
Yep.
He offered to pick me up, but I told him I'd be running around all day and it just made more sense to just meet at the restaurant.
Okay.
We ended up going to Bar Vetti.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Honestly, I was kind of excited because I'd heard amazing things about that place.
Sure.
When I got there, I told him up front he wasn't expected to pay for me since I'd been wanting to check it out anyway.
Mm.
He just gave me this little smile and said, we'll see.
okay.
Dinner actually went really well.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation stayed totally casual. He was a complete gentleman. Nothing had that heavy date vibe, which was honestly a relief.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, I think I even forgot I was supposed to be worried about that part, LOL.
Sure.
And, okay, here's where it got messy.
Messy?
He is a good-looking guy. Just not someone I ever thought of as, quote, my type.
Okay.
But maybe around martini number three.
Oh, gosh.
Something clicked a little.
Oh.
We did end up splitting the check, even though he tried to pay.
Okay.
And then I Ubered back to his place.
Uh-huh.
And one thing led to another.
Uh-huh.
And well, let's just say we grabbed breakfast together the next morning. LOL. So,
wow.
Yeah, I may have accidentally made this a whole lot more complicated than it needed to be.
Uh-huh.
But for now, we both agreed we're not dating,
and
we're just going to keep hanging out as friends and see where things go.
Cynthia, hey, I've been there, and guess what? I married her. So you know what?
Martini,
hey, good luck.
Martini number three.
Long round martini number three. Things started to get different.
Maybe he is attractive.
Well, yeah. I mean, and who knows? Maybe she was repressing those feelings because she's like, you know, he's too much like my brother, whatever,
maybe.
Blah, 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 blah. And was like, he's not my type, not my type, not my type.
My friends are good looking. I'll have another martini.
The waiter comes by. Can I fill you up?
Yes,
yeah.
You can.
Around martini number three, things started to change. That's a great line. All right. Well, Cynthia, good luck with that. I mean, honestly,
you know what? Hey. This could be an amazing story to one day tell your kids.
Yeah, right. Oh, shoot. So many texts rolling in. Siri, place Ruin the Friendship by Taylor Swift.
Oh,
LOL.
Listen, that's not what she needs to hear right now.
No.
Maybe she needs to hear some Usher.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, hey.
Lovers to Friends, do we need to play that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
OMG, let's put a little playlist together for them, just in case.
You know what?
I think time they hang out.
I think they're okay. I think they've figured it out, you know? They've figured it out. It's going to be fine. No, we're happy for you. Thank you, Cynthia, for the... And you know what? Good luck. Honestly, good luck with trying to remain just friends.
I think this is great. This is great. Ooh, do we need to play Somber then?
Oh,
back to friends.
Yes, exactly. What a turn of events. Anyways, hey, thank you, Cynthia. We appreciate you. And
I'm rooting for it.
And I don't know what they are serving at Bar Vetti, but I think maybe that's
martinis
where
martinis apparently
yeah,
are real
martinis
good.
Martinis are good. Martinis are
10
good.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
All right, there's your update on 99.7 DJX.